This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Wednesday, May 29th, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. Spring planting on track. Anti-hunter groups regroup on farm bill. And avian flu finds new species. Spring planting on track. Farmers are nearing the end of corn planting and are on pace with seeding soybeans as well. That according to the USDA's weekly crop progress report. Some 83% of the corn acreage planted as of Sunday, up from 70% the week before. Five-year average at this point is 82%. Last year, 89% of the corn crop was in the ground at this time. Similarly, 68% of the soybean crop planted as of Sunday, up from 52% a week ago and ahead of the five-year average of 63%. Last year at this time, 78% of the crop had been planted. Checking in on wheat, some 48% of winter wheat is rated either good or excellent compared to 34% at this time a year ago. Hunger groups draft letter pushing against SNAP cut and farm bill. Anti-hunger groups are recruiting organizations to co-sign a letter urging Congress to protect and strengthen SNAP in the House Farm Bill, which moved out of committee last week. The Food Research and Action Center is leading the letter, which opposes any farm bill that proposes cuts to projected nutrition spending through restrictions on future thrifty food plan updates. The group also opposes any provisions allowing the privatization of SNAP administration. Democrats frequently highlighted those two issues during the House Ag Committee's debate. The legislation was approved 33-21, four Democrats joining Republicans in favor. Historically, the Farm Bill has been a bipartisan effort that has prioritized improving the lives of millions of households who struggle to get the nutrition they need, reads the draft letter and continues. We urge Congress to return to this core Farm Bill principle and only advance a bold and equitable Farm Bill that protects and strengthens SNAP and the commodity assistance programs that support millions of households in every corner of our country. You can read more about the House Farm Bill's prospects in this week's AgriPulse newsletter. It also includes stories on the debate over potatoes, whether a grain or vegetable, drought prospects, a new soy-based firefighting foam, and farm worker wages. House lawmakers to hear border perspective from North Dakotans. The House Judiciary Committee holds a hearing today in North Dakota to obtain views on immigration and border issues titled The Biden Border Crisis, North Dakota Perspective. The hearing will feature the state's Attorney General, Drew Wrigley, Jesse Yonner, the Sheriff of Cass County, Rebecca Davis, Executive Director of the Walla Area Chamber of Commerce, and Roger Hutchison, Sheriff of Renville County. Wrigley was one of 18 attorneys general to sign on to a lawsuit filed by 18 states last year challenging the Department of Homeland Security's circumvention of lawful pathways rule. It's designed to incentivize the use of legal pathways to enter the country. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this. Daybreak is sponsored by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative, the third largest dairy co-op in the country. Edge is a powerful advocate in Washington for farmers throughout the upper Midwest. Dairy has reached a crossroads. The time for change is now. As more milk is moving outside the federal milk marketing order system, we need to ensure basic protections remain in place for the farmer, such as timely payments and third-party verification. Edge says it's time to provide these protections to all dairy farmers. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. H5N1 detected in alpacas in Idaho. USDA has confirmed the detection of H5N1 in alpacas in Idaho, the first detection of the bird flu in those animals in the U.S. USDA's National Veterinary Service Laboratories, quote, has confirmed that the viral genome sequence for these samples is the same sequence currently circulating in dairy cattle and is, quote, consistent with sequences from depopulated poultry on these premises, the Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service said. NVSL confirmation was completed on May 16. APHIS reported the confirmation to the World Organization for Animal Health on the HPA livestock website upon completion of additional gene sequencing per APHIS policy for disease detections in new species, the agency said. DOJ states lawsuit against AgriStats can proceed in Minnesota. A federal judge has denied agricultural data provider AgriStats' motion to dismiss an antitrust lawsuit involving the pork and turkey industries. John Turheim of the U.S. District Court of Minnesota said the antitrust claim made by the Justice Department in six states have enough legal standing for the lawsuit to continue and that the case isn't bound by a decision in a previous poultry antitrust case. Turnheim added that those poultry claims can also continue despite AgriStats having been dismissed as a defendant in a separate antitrust case in reference broiler chicken antitrust litigation in Illinois. While the broiler's opinion will certainly be helpful to the court's own analysis and maybe even persuasive, the court declines at this earlier stage of litigation to deprive itself the opportunity to consider the evidence and arguments that will be developed during discovery in this highly complex antitrust action brought by the United States, the judge wrote. Now take note. The judge also denied AgriStats' motion to transfer the case to the Northern District of Illinois, where broilers and a turkey industry antitrust case are both pending, or to the Northern District of Indiana, where the company is based. Finally, here's today's He Said It. Those four Democratic votes against the full court press is really impressive. That former Republican House Ag Committee Chair Mike Conaway of Texas, on current chair Glenn Thompson securing four Democratic votes for his farm bill draft, despite Democratic leaders encouraging them not to. Well, that's Daybreak for this Wednesday, May 29th, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Daly.